maybe just a few words in advance. One of our themes for the work today is connecting with the world of nature and the natural world of the earth, which is why we're here in this place, in this beautiful, beautiful place. And we're going to be using the control of our awareness through shifting the points of awareness in part of that work. So I'll later on lead you in concentrating the points of awareness. And, we've sort of gotten into doing that work without answering any questions about it. Yeah, so so what is this business about the points of awareness anyway? Okay. And the background to that is that, one of the things that you experience every day is that maybe you feel like your level of awareness goes up and it goes down. It's like sometimes I know I'm really aware and other times it just seems like my brain is scattered, and say, well, we all experience that. And it's almost as if we treat it sometimes like we have no control over that. Mm-hmm. It just happens. The sun goes up, the sun goes down, my awareness turned off, whatever. Okay. So the reality behind that, of course, is that that a lot of it you can register in your mind. And where is your mind focused? Maybe it's you're thinking about where you are walking on the path, but you're also thinking about your sister and you're thinking about what you had to do for your job and I forgot to answer that email. And okay. So it turns out that, that's a reflection of, at a more psychic level, of where are your points of awareness. So if human beings have essentially 8 points of awareness. They're discrete points. So when you experience your awareness going up and down, what's actually happening is, either your points of awareness are scattered or they're more drawn back to you. Okay, so there's 8 of them. So when we command that all of our points of awareness, say, be gathered in the pituitary, what we're doing is trying to take command of those points of awareness wherever they are to draw them back to us, to pull them all back. And when you're doing that, if you realize you've got some strain of thought in your mind that's somewhere else, there's a point of awareness sent out someplace that's associated with that train of thought. So if you're thinking about your sister, you've got a point of awareness that's been sent off to your sister. So you want to pull it back. Pull back all the points of awareness. So what happens is when all the points of awareness get gathered and they're back with you, you're totally in the present. You're totally here. And in everyday life, people spend a lot of their time in their lives with their points of awareness scattered about. I say, if you walk down the street and just look at people's eyes, you can see, oh, that person's hardly here at all. They've got one point of awareness and the rest of it's scattered. And there's somebody else over there who's really present. In fact, they're looking at me, I say, they've got all their points of awareness present. And so there's a mechanism behind this, this ability to focus and be present. So when we ask that you command all your points of awareness be gathered in the pituitary, it's really a process of taking control, taking control, pull it all back. Because when they're all pulled back and none of them are in the future and none of them are in the past and none of them are scattered across the earth, you're totally present. Right? You're totally here now. There's nothing but you and what you're focusing on. And that's what we're looking to try to achieve is that. Now, if you've got something emotional in your life that's pulling on you, it's really hard to get that point of awareness back, but try to pull it back so you gather it. And as many people have observed, when you focus your awareness someplace, energy follows. So for instance, when we focus all of our points of awareness on the pituitary, you know, the energy in the pituitary begins to increase, you know, and you see it sort of developing and expanding because energy follows awareness. So when your awareness is scattered, there's all your energy is out there. You know, you feel weak or you feel like you can't control things because it's all invested elsewhere. So we pull it back and use that. Okay? So it'll be part of the work that we do. Okay? First we set space. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you work with them. And then I'll work with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we set them free. So free into the forest. Way out to go. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. Oh, so